Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of self-love, goodness, and self-belief affirmations, quiet confidence practice. Today, we're diving into something super important, mindfulness for mental health and well-being. Because let's face it, life can be a wild roller coaster sometimes, right? Between juggling deadlines, relationships, and those pesky existential thoughts, our minds can feel like they're running on overdrive. Ever felt that knot in your stomach just from thinking about your to-do list? You know that feeling when you're so caught up in your head that you barely notice the sunshine beaming through your window? Well, guess what? Mindfulness is here to save the day. It's not some mystical unicorn thing, it's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Like, really paying attention to what's happening right now instead of getting lost in yesterday's regrets or tomorrow's anxieties. Think of it like this. Our minds are constantly chattering away, creating stories, analyzing everything, and often spiraling into negativity. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental noise. It's about gently shifting your focus to your breath, your body sensations, the sounds around you, anything that anchors you in the here and now. And trust me, the benefits are incredible. Regular mindfulness practice can help reduce stress, anxiety, and even depression. It can improve your focus, boost your creativity, and help you develop a greater sense of self-awareness. You'll start to notice things you've never noticed before: the taste of your morning coffee, the feel of the wind on your skin, the simple joy of a belly laugh. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. 1. Start small. Don't expect to become a meditation guru overnight. Begin with just 5 minutes of focused breathing each day. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and simply observe your breath as it enters and leaves your body. If your mind wanders, and it will, gently guide it back to your breath. 2. Be kind to yourself. This isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about being kind and patient with yourself throughout the process. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train, and that's okay. Just acknowledge those thoughts without judgment and gently redirect your attention back to the present moment. 3. Make it a habit. Consistency is key. Try incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. Take mindful moments during your commute, while you're washing dishes, or even just waiting in line at the grocery store. 4. Explore different techniques. There are so many amazing mindfulness practices out there: guided meditations, yoga, body scan exercises, and even mindful walking. Experiment with different techniques to find what resonates with you. Apps like Headspace and Calm can be great resources for guided meditations. 5. Celebrate the small wins. Every time you catch yourself getting lost in thought and bring your attention back to the present moment, that's a victory. Celebrate those little moments of mindfulness, they add up over time. Let me share a quick story with you. I was once stuck in traffic on my way to a big meeting. My anxiety levels were through the roof. I was replaying all the potential things that could go wrong and stressing about not being prepared enough. But then, I decided to take a few deep breaths and focus on the sensations around me. I noticed the warmth of the sun on my skin, the sound of birds chirping outside the window, and the gentle hum of the engine. It was like a little oasis in the middle of the chaos. By the time I reached my destination, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to rock that meeting. So remember, beautiful souls, mindfulness isn't about escaping life, it's about experiencing it more fully, with greater awareness and acceptance. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, enjoy the process, and celebrate every step you take towards cultivating mental health and well-being. What's one small mindful act you can incorporate into your day-to-day? Tell me about it in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of mindfulness magic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.